We are in Hilchas Pesach, Simin Tov, Samach Vav. We're up to Sif Gimel, and that's what we'll be doing. Sak Molei Kemach. A sack full of flour, Shenislach Lech Mizeyas HaChomer, that got moist from the sweat of the wool. Mutter, that is mutter, there's no chimutz. The Yesh Osrim, and there are those that aser. Now, first of all, this is the beginning of a sugya that carries on throughout several different sifim in different ways. And that is that we have a klal legabi machshirim. The halachi is that in order to become mukshar legabel tuma, in order for food to be mekabel tuma zochlin, the halachi is that it had to have been washed, it had to have been wet by one of the seven mashkim. Of course, one of the seven mashkim is mayim, water. In Machshirin, we find that there are all sorts of different things that we may call water that in Halacha are not called water and are not Machshir. The Mechaber is considering, in the first Deya, is considering the Halachas of Mayim with regard to Chametz the same as the Halachas of Mayim with regard to being Machshir L'Kabel Tuma. And therefore, the Halacha there is that if a wall sweats, regardless of what material the wall is made of, the liquid that comes out of it is not considered mayim, and therefore would not be able to be mashal lekabel tuma. Similarly, the mechaber holds that it would not be able to make something chametz v'yesh osrim, and the other osrim who hold that you cannot compare one to the other. Now, in terms of why the osrim aser, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down two reasons. One reason is that we do not compare the two. And so long as you're dealing with something that has the chemical properties of water, its source is irrelevant, and it can make something chametz. The second pshat that he does bring down is that if you have something made of wood, the only reason it sweats is because there's water inside it, that's actual water, as opposed to, say, glass or stone, where its sweat can be coming from something else. The nafka mina is, are we only machmir if you're dealing with wood, or are we machmir in everything? One thing is clear, and that is what happens if you have a source to the sweat in the room where there's a pot cooking boiling water that is steaming. It is obvious that any water vapor that forms on the walls of that room would definitely be considered mayim mamish, and it would definitely be machmitz. Now, all of this is l'shitas ha-machaber, that mayim is the only thing that can be machmitz, but mei peiris cannot be machmitz. If you need a dough with mei peiris, then it is not machmitz. However, the Ramos shita is that we're choshish that mei peiris are machmitzim. So this water, even if we won't consider it mayim, would at least have the halacha of mei peiris. And therefore, it would be machmitz for us. And especially if you have mei peiris that's mixed with water, we say that that's a meyer lachmitz. So certainly the halach is going to be that it is usur to use anything. It'll be usur to use anything moist, even if it's moisture. The source of its moisture is a wet wall. In the Bir Halach, he brings a shla. A prichadash. Who says that what happens if you had a sack of flour that was sitting on sand and it feels moist? The halacha there is that we will consider it water because chol, sand, what it emits is considered actual mayim. Sand has water, it attracts water, it absorbs water, and also gives off water if you have something that comes in contact with it. And as a result of that, l'chol hadeis, it would be considered mayim and it will be able to be machmitz. So therefore, they have to be careful in the way they store the sacks of flour, that it should be in a place that is totally dry, and although we make sure to keep it away from heat, because we want to make sure that it won't be machmitz, keeping it in a cold cellar that feels damp is not a very good idea. And if you actually feel that some of the sacks of flour feel damp, then it'll have the halach of something that got wet, which is going to be discussed in the further sifim in this siman.